Unity Week. Unity, secret behind the might of Islamic world. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, is the best opportunity to pay attention to his human building teachings. As you know, the birthday of the Seal of the Prophets has been mentioned in two dates. According to the Sunni Muslims, he was born on the 12th of the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal, while Shia Muslims maintain that the Prophet was born on the 17th of the month. Anyway, the great leader of the Islamic Revolution and the reviver of Islam in the modern era, Imam Sayyid Ruhullah Musavi Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, named the time span between the two days as the Unity Week to unite Muslims of all denominations in the face of the sworn enemies. On December 29, 1981, the Imam said, "We shout that we should all be together to have Unity Week. Our religion is the same. Our Quran is the same. And our Prophet is the same." Every year, upon the initiative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the International Islamic Unity Conference is held in order to bring Muslim thinkers and researchers together. In 1990, Ayatollah Khamenei ordered the formation of the World Forum for Proximity of the Islamic Sects, enhancement of familiarity, awareness, and deepening of comprehension among the followers of the Islamic sects and bolstering of Islamic Brotherhood are among the goals of this forum. The biggest harm for Islamic communities is to turn differences into spite and hostility. The enemies of Islam have tried, since the time of the Prophet, to sow discord among Muslims in a bid to reach their unholy goals. In the advent of Islam, the Prophet tried to create unity and affection between those who were the inhabitants of Medina, Ansar or helpers, and the migrants, Muhajirin, who had migrated from Mecca to Medina. The Seal of the Prophets, as per the verses of the Noble Quran, called on Muslims to cling to the divine cord and avoid any discord and disunity. Thus, Muslims became a monolithic united nation, Ummah, who in many cases triumphed over enemies. Enemies, however, understood the mystery of Muslims' victories very soon. Hence, they left no stone unturned to cause rifts among the ranks of Muslims. As soon as a variety of narratives were put forward about the teachings of the Quran and the statements of the Prophet, differences increased among Muslims. The biggest blows have been dealt to Islam and Muslims with the same differences. The message of the Islamic Revolution, since day one, has been unity and solidarity. The Islamic Revolution has always emphasized on tolerance and refraining from animosity. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "One of the tools that have always been used by the enemies of Muslim nations is the issue of sectarian differences, Shia and Sunni and so on. They caused quarrel, create difference, cause brothers to fight with each other, magnify differences, highlight them, weaken commonalities and elements of unity, undermine them, magnify a petty thing, highlight it, trivialize so many commonalities between Sunni and Shia brothers and weaken them. This is what has always been done. Now it is being done too. The message of the Islamic Revolution has always been unity. In fact, this revolution achieved victory through unity of all ethnicities and sects under the leadership of Imam Khomeini. In view of this, Imam Khomeini kept calling for unity and did his best to expand the pattern of unity among other Islamic nations. As the Imam would say, unity does not mean to put aside one's religion. Islamic unity means to converge around common strong points against common enemies. In view of the Imam, unity is the factor of power, and discord is the cause of weakness and annihilation. He used to warn that discord existing among Muslim nations has originated in either the betrayal of the leaders or their ignorance and unawareness. Imam Khomeini said that there is no Sunni and Shia, Arab and non-Arab in Islam. We are all brothers in Islam. In a society where people want to render services to Islam, such issues have no place. We should never cause differences. Once he said, the Shia and Sunni brothers should refrain from any difference. Today, difference among us is only to the benefit of those who believe in neither Shia sect nor Hanafi sect or other sects. They want neither this nor that to exist. They have found a way to create difference among you and us. We should pay attention to the fact that we are all Muslims and we are all the people of the Quran and the people of Tawhid, monotheism. And we should make effort to render service for the Quran and Tawhid. In view of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, the pure Muhammadan Islam is the only solution and remedy for the pains of the Islamic communities. The pure Islam brings about unity among all Muslims from any race, ethnicity, or language spoken. Imam Khomeini called the pure Muhammadan Islam is the Islam of the suffering poor, the Islam of the barefooted, the Islam of those who have been whipped during the bitter and shameful history of deprivation. It is the Islam that smashes modern capitalism and bloodthirsty communism. It is the obliterator of the Islam of luxury, the Islam of eclecticism, the Islam of compromise and abasement, and in short, the American Islam.